This episode is brought to you by 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust, my new group coaching program designed to help you to develop a consistent practice of purposeful actions rooted in your capacity for steadfast self-awareness and self-loyalty. Through the program, you'll develop self-knowledge and skills that will lead to an alignment of values with actions, clarity of direction and peace with decision-making, increased self-confidence and self-acceptance, magnetism, energized focus, and meaningful productivity. Learn more and register for the next offering of 7 Weeks to Radical Self-Trust at katielinder.work/RST. You're listening to LifeWork Q&A, episode 120. Welcome to LifeWork Q&A, where I answer a listener question each week and provide resources and guidance to help you take your life and work to the next level. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. On this episode, I want to talk about the concept of scheduling hard things. And when I started thinking about this, because it's a strategy that I've definitely been using lately, I remembered that I wrote a blog post about this like a year and a half ago that I called Scheduling Bravery, and I will link to it in the show notes. But the general idea is sometimes we have to do hard things, and the best thing that we can do is kind of set a deadline or schedule them in advance. And there are lots of benefits to doing this. So I want to give a few of those benefits and also talk about some examples of what I mean here when I'm talking about scheduling hard things. So I think the first example I can give is when you're trying to set an appointment for something that you've really been dreading. And dreading, I mean, there's a spectrum of dread. There can just be things that we're annoyed by, or we think it's going to take too much time, or we're frustrated that we have to do it in the first place. But the idea is that oftentimes the thinking about it just makes it so much worse. And if we just kind of got it off our plates and put it on the calendar and scheduled it, the thing itself is probably not as difficult as how we've been thinking about it. And I'm sure you can think of an example in your own life of something that you put off and put off and put off, and when you went to do it, it took you 15 minutes. We all have these things. I think this especially happens with things that are unknown to us, that, you know, you're going to do something for the first time and you just don't know how long it's going to take. And so you want to make sure you have enough time to do it. And that means you keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. So definitely setting an appointment for something is, I think, really helpful because it can kind of get it off your plate. And again, the thing itself is probably not as difficult as just making that initial appointment. So if you think about the hard thing as the scheduling itself and not the actual thing you're going to have to do, maybe that makes it easier. Now, a benefit, I think, is that scheduling difficult tasks can help you not to think about them as much. Like once it's on your calendar and you're like, okay, I know I'm going to take care of this, you're maybe not going to obsess about it as much as you were. Because again, I think it's the scheduling part that sometimes we don't realize that's the part that's the most stressful thing for us. So one way I've used this is if I know I have to write something that's kind of a difficult thing, like maybe a difficult email, or I know it's going to take some time for me to really articulate what it is I want to say, then I will schedule some time in my calendar and I'll just block like 30 minutes to write the email. And what this does is it gives that task space in my schedule. It gives me kind of the acknowledgement that I'm going to spend some concentrated time really thinking about this. And I know because I've kind of given it that time in my schedule, I don't have to be thinking about it right now. Like it allows me to set it aside and kind of put it off to a time in the future where I know I'm going to be able to dedicate some time to it. Now, on the opposite of that, though, I would also say that a benefit of doing this can also give you more brain space to devote to strategizing or to something creative that you need to do. And rather than kind of thinking about it all the time and more on the back burner of your brain and not really giving it the concentration it deserves, when you schedule it, it means that you're really deciding that you're prioritizing it in those moments in your schedule. So let me give a couple examples of this. So one of the things that I think I've mentioned on a couple different episodes that I've been scheduling in the new year is some of the marketing plans for my business. And this is because in the moment, if I just have to send out a tweet about a particular thing, I might second guess myself a lot about, am I tweeting too much? Is this really the right content? Is this the right time of day that I should be sending it? And that's a lot. And sometimes I might just kind of wimp out and not actually do the thing that I want to do. But if I have the brain space ahead of time and I've blocked out some time to really think about what is my marketing strategy and how many times do I want to tweet and what is the content that I want to put out, you know, each day that I'm tweeting, then I feel a lot more confident going into that when I'm executing it throughout, you know, a particular month or a particular set of weeks. Then I know that I've already given it the time and thought because I scheduled it in, and I can trust that what I'm putting out there is what I want to put out there and that it's going to have value for people. So in the same way, I think another benefit is that scheduling can help you to chunk larger and difficult tasks into meaningful pieces. And the marketing plans is just one example of that. I've definitely also used this in terms of things like writing projects where I've scheduled in consistent time to make sure that I'm moving something forward. Even things like workouts, you know, the general goal of I want to be healthier or I want to focus on wellness, it feels so abstract. It feels like a moving target. But if you're kind of scheduling in a certain amount of time each day to go to a yoga class or to focus on doing a quick workout or taking a walk at lunch or whatever it might be, that can help you to kind of chunk these larger, more difficult goals that feel very abstract into pieces that are going to ensure that you make progress. Now, I think the biggest benefit of doing this kind of scheduling or pre-scheduling is that it helps you to stay accountable. Because if you're constantly worrying about something in the moment, you're just going to keep putting it off. And if you kind of put a line in the sand and you're like, this is when I'm taking care of this, like this is the appointment I'm making, and especially if there's another person involved, that can really help you to stay accountable and make sure you're actually going to do that hard thing that you need to do. I definitely think that this is something that can benefit from having some kind of accountability buddy or something like that, especially if it's something that's really challenging and it's something that you've been putting off for a long time. But I would also just really encourage you to think about this week, what do you have on your plate that you've just been putting off? And it's probably not that bad if you were just to kind of sit down and get it done. It could be writing thank you notes for something. It could be cleaning a part of your house. It could be, you know, all kinds of things. But I think that sometimes if we just kind of buckle down and put it in our schedules, we feel so much better once it's done. So hopefully some of these benefits and strategies are useful for you as you're thinking about scheduling a hard thing in your life, scheduling some bravery. Of course, I would love to hear if you decide to do this or if you're doing it in ways that you're finding successful. You can always email me at contact@katielinder.work, tweet to me at katie_linder, or connect with me on Instagram at katie_linder to tell me all about it. Thanks so much for listening. Lifework Q&A is part of the Radical Self-Trust podcast channel, a collection of content dedicated to helping you seek self-knowledge, nurture your superpowers, playfully experiment, live your core values with intention, practice loving kindness toward yourself and others, and settle into your life's purpose. Learn more about the RST channel and access show notes and transcripts for each episode at katielinder.work/podcasts. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and/or reviewing the show in iTunes.